Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. This is your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, and your favorite program, Business and Economic Segment, with me, David Shombe, and of course, my colleague.
Good evening. Safia speaking.
Yes, like we are always doing it, like how it has always been, especially this time, as it has always been the order of our discussions. This is Business and Economic Segment platform. It's a platform where we discuss about domestic and international issues, especially those which affect our dairy bread and butter issue. And Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we come up with thought-provoking questions. We look at various aspects of the Namibian economy. We look at issues of SME development. We look at national developmental projects, national developmental policies. We look at what the country have done well, and also things that were not done the way they were supposed to be done. And we ask questions, we critique, and we also put forth topics and instill debates which are aiming to promote innovative thinking. They are aiming to promote various ways of creative ways of coming up with solutions. And whatever the discussion we bring about, we always looking at how this discussion will contribute to the national development. We look at total development or development at all front, as we understand that Namibia is a country which has been independent for the past 35 years, and there are still challenges that we are facing. That's why the aim of this discussion, or the aim of this program, is to make sure that whatever conversation we bring about, it contributes to the total advancement of Namibia in terms of development. We look at development which is not only economic in its nature, it's not only development in terms of gross domestic products, but development where it cut across all the sectors of of the state. We look at economic development, we look at infrastructure development, and most importantly, human development, the development which is human-centered, where individuals are able to have the basic required needs, where individual are safe, individual are able to send their kids to school, and also to have a secured future. So, like we're always doing, after every conversation, after every deep conversation, we always make sure that we open the line so that you can engage us in the studio, so that you can air your view, because we have this understanding that for us to build the country that we want, for us to have various ways of solving economic challenges, we need different views about a certain topic. And we have an understanding to say institutions are not built by yes men, or are not built by individuals who agree on everything, but individuals who disagree, having various or different views about a certain topic, different views about a certain program, so that that is the only way that they can co-create the better ways of doing things. They can co-create the better ways of how they can move the country forward. And that's why we are always making sure that the line is open, you air your view. And as long as your views are constructive criticism, they are structured points that are passed across, and we will be able to get something from it, and you'll be able to educate others. Because at the end of the day, the aim is only one, is to move the country to another level. So before we go to the topic, it's always very important to look at the Eagle FM products, to look at what we offer. And yeah, Zafia.
Okay. So basically, to stay tuned, you need to follow us on Facebook, X, and Twitter. Now you can tune into your favorite talk show live or on the go, or you can catch up later with our podcasts. Perfect for those busy days when you've missed the conversation. Now, when you're on your way to church and forgot your song or hymn book, no need to panic. We got you. So you just download the Imba app. It's for free. You can either download on the Google Play or App Store, as well as when you're ready to catch up on the news that really matters, or explore the villager you're on to go, you're on the go online newspaper for free.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our
As we said, that you can download our, or basically subscribe to our on-the-go online newspaper called The Villager to stay, updated with the local news, which is in terms of your business and economics. And these three powerful apps, you know, can be downloaded for free on the App Store or the Google Play Store, and all to brought to you by Eagle FM.
Yes, from our products, that is it. And just maybe to emphasize, especially those who ask questions regarding the, you know, the connectivity, it's always very important to have an alternative ways of doing things. That's why we are always advising, and we are always recommending the usage of Eagle FM app. We are always recommending the usage of Eagle FM app, because when you find yourself in the situation where you are not able to connect, or when you're not able to listen to us, always make sure that you download Eagle FM app. Then you can listen to the current and past programs through podcast. And it's a fast, reliable app. And that is the better way of you getting connected with us. So without further ado, let's look at the commercial break. Then we can come right into it with the conversation for today, and be ready to contribute, and also be ready to air your views and rethink about how things are being done, and how we can contribute to our national development agenda.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming, or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Olium Nangeshefa, Noahara Pushigifa, Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha, Ningikwatafano na Monica, Koshikondoshe Pindi, Konorahita Twime, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe, Nohamano, that is 0817147116, Mamberewa, Konorahita Natu, Bari Ohetatu Vatatu, Ne Nola, No Natu, Nenge, Dumo Emaila, ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson, and we are wrapping up the Friday before the real Friday, which is month end. So what do we have for today? Let us see what we have for today.
So today, David, we're going to speak about gender and academia in Namibia.
Okay.
Guys, gentlemen, I want to ask, where are you guys in the mainstream of academia?
Where are you, Jitas?
Jitas, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Montis, where are you guys?
Yeah.
We are dominating. Guys, out of, David and dear listeners, out of 2,501 IUM graduates yesterday, 73.3% are female. Are you guys really trying to tell us that the future is female?
No, it's not the future. We are defeated.
Okay.
But we'll come back.
This figure says a lot when we look at the future of the workforce in Namibia.
Yeah.
And who will be leading the institutions of governance, politics, private sector, and NGOs in Namibia.
Indeed.
Today, we will discuss the issue of gender and the academia and what are some of these barriers to completion of universities for men. Let's help unpack this, David.
Yeah, and let us look at the issue of gender. Male and female. In this context, it's a very big question, and it's a very big story to look into, to say, where are the men? Because, you know, there have always been a little bit of balance in terms of Namibian statistics. If women are 51%, men are always 49%. There's not much difference in terms of the total population balance. Women have always been a lot, but not a lot to that extent that there's a big gap. But when you look at the balance in academia, let us start with primary school. When you go to kindergarten, pre-1, some have pre-2, grade 1, 2, and 3, you'll be able to understand that there is a little bit of balance. But from grade 7 upward, the boy child start losing out. Maybe we look at those questions to say, what could be the problem? What could be the problem? Now, when you look at this statistic of talking about 73%, 2,000 people is a lot. And it says a lot about where the gentlemen are in terms of academia. And, one person, I want to say it's an unnecessary argument on social media to say, no, we are not interested in administration matters. We are interested in engineering matters. But, the reality on the ground is that, when you have a university with, various courses, then, it's only, 73%. It's only, if you have 73%, it means that, it's only 27% of men. Right? Am I correct? Yeah. It's only 27% of men who manage to graduate. And this doesn't mean that they don't enter university. It doesn't mean that they don't enter university. Who happen to be resilient to that extent that is finished university? And this says a lot about the future of Namibia workforce. Because it's not only the first time. It's not only the first time.
I think it's increasing year by year women are more than men.
Yeah, in terms of acquiring qualifications.
Yes.
And in terms of economic sector, educated women, they become intimidating. they start running institutions. Then they bring a little bit of imbalance in the workforce. Then the question that we're asking ourselves, have we done something wrong? Did we over-empower women by neglecting men? Because it has not been how it is now, before independence and at the post-independence. Mm. But women started picking up when they got the empowerment, which is a very good thing. But when you look at how things are being done now, when you look at the game is changing in the private sector also, when you look at private sector leadership, a lot of women are taking over and they are becoming the best CEOs and best MDs, which is not really a problem. But the question that we are asking ourselves, why are men pulling out? Mm. What could be some of these challenges? Because for you to have a balanced economy, you need to balance in terms of who you are bringing on the table. Because as long as we have this understanding to say everyone is equal, which is right by law, there is a need of having a balance in terms of the working force, whether you are at it's private sector, NGOs, government. You need the balance and you need more men to partake, because the question that you're asking yourself is to say, if the population is almost balanced, when the statistics are coming out, where are the men?
Mm.
It's a lot of men in jail. Are they getting casual jobs? Are they not motivated to finish universities? Are they not given attention at home? Is the policy not on their side? What could be the question? What need to be done? Because if you look carefully, Zafia, for the past 3 years, there have been this thing of men conference. It started as a joke on social media to say when women, they are demanding Valentine gifts, we are going to men conference.
Mm.
But the real aim of that is to say, in terms of the whole restructuring of the governance system and the whole introduction of, affirmative action of bringing those who were previously disadvantaged on the table, there have been a neglect of men to partake in a real, either mainstream economic and also in terms of following academia.
Mm.
And that is a question that we need to ask ourselves to say, what could be the problem? And because 73% is not a joke, it's almost 80%.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 80%. And if you are looking at, if you put that in a, if you turn that number, then you put that in terms of rating. In academic sense, if you have 73%, let me say you have a B. And the other one, you don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to use with what? What are you going to use with 27%? And what is this saying about also men who are willing to drive the Namibian economy? Is there something that we are not doing right? And mind you, this is just one of the statistics.
Mm.
But when you go to any university that you can go to, you go to any school, the number of men progressing start decreasing when you enter upper phase in secondary school. And I think more research need to be done like that, because it could be something is not done well, and it will affect our economy. It will really affect our economy,
most
how we
definitely
do things. Yeah.
Because it's gonna create an imbalance again.
Yeah.
You know? So here's the question to our dear listeners.
Yeah.
If you or someone you know left university early, what was the reason? Money? Motivation?
Yeah.
Family pressure?
Yeah.
Let us know. We'll be reading your comments throughout the show, or you can even dial in. So basically you can call us on 083-288-401. We would like to hear your voice as well as your views on this, your thoughts on this, you know, especially if you're a man and you dropped out.
Yeah.
Call in so that we can try to understand. I mean, we want to unpack with you.
Yeah, and there have been a debate. There have been a debate about gender things, to say everything that men can do, women can also do, which I understand to some extent. But when you look at some hard jobs, like tough jobs, when you need somebody to be on building roads, and building bridges. Mm. We have women who are doing that, but there are some level where I know a lot of people, you can disagree with me, which is fine. They can talk about no toxic masculinity and all those things, but there are times where you need masculinity to build development. Mm. But if you are not empowering this masculinity, I think there's something that you're going to lose. There's something that you're going to lose. If you are, because men, they end up feel so negated by the system.
Mm.
Yeah, they end up so negated by the system because this one question which I have asked them today, because I've been watching what's happening with our governance, which is it's a very good thing. But when you look at, I think we have a commercial break in the next few seconds, but we are going to start gender governance and also coming back to academia.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are looking at the gender and academia. We are looking at how tables are turning and what could be the problem. We are just trying to analyze the statistics of yesterday, where the UM graduation indicated that in all the graduates, 73.3% of those graduates are female. And the question you are asking yourself is that what could be the problem? And what is going on? Other people ask, what's going on? What's happening? Are we not empowered enough? Or is the system not on our side? Or there's something that we are not doing right? Because at the end of the day, as long as we are, because for you to drive the economy, we need everyone. For you to drive the economy, you need everyone. And you need everybody on the table. Because when you are talking about empowerment, which is actually a very good thing, shouldn't be disempowerment to another sector. Because what I'm also begin to see, because I was looking closely to, I was looking closely to the Namibian cabinet and key strategic, positions which are driving the economy. And I'm saying this with much respect to say, when you look at what's happening to, even what happened today, you start realizing that, our governance system or the government itself is more feminine, which is not a problem at all, but it's coming too fast to that extent that if you look at all the very difficult, strong ministries, there are no men. You look at finance, you look at international relations, you look at it's finance, it's international relation, you only share defense. You look at the vice president, you look at secretary of the cabinet. It's like a complete shift of what it has been.
Mm-hmm.
But the question that we are asking ourselves is to say, yes, it's good. Yes, it could be that it's going to deliver. But looking at how things are now, even in academia, where is our focus for today, is that when you look at the future, because the future is always defined by what's happening now, if you continue to have this percentage, 70 to 30, 80 to 20, in consecutive 5 years, the change that is going to be there is dominated institutions, imbalance in terms of how things are going to be done. And mind you, it's not only going to affect the economy, it's also going to affect the household sector, because there will be a complete shift in terms of the economy, in terms of the earning, and also men will always try to find a way to do other things which really could not be the right way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you cannot participate formally in the mainstream economy, they always try to find a way. And that way could not be the right way to move forward. That's why we are saying, what is the problem? And when you look at most of the, even when you attend these important conferences, it's only women who are there. If you attend those important conferences, when you go to business conferences, majority of the people are women. Then the question you're asking yourself, where are them? Where are the guys?
Mm.
Where are we? And how can we, I don't want to say to change the cards, but how can we come on board and contribute to the Namibian economy? Because this economy does not only need one gender, it needs everybody. It needs everybody, and you can't participate if you don't have skills. What is keeping us out of what is keeping us out of university, and what is keeping us out of vocational training centers? Yeah, because those years, when you look at vocational training center, it was male dominated. But when you check now, tables have turned. But we need to question without neglecting another, and see how can you know we upgrade the Namibian economy. Because I remember, Zafia, we were talking about the speech of our first gentleman. It's only that I cannot remember correctly when he had an engagement about boys.
It was somewhere in April.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually had the first gentleman.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't stay updated, the first gentleman in our country now is the husband of the president. No?
Even in Sandek, maybe.
Yeah. The first gentleman had a conference. He, I think it was at NAS that he gave this, this talk about the neglected boy child.
Yeah.
And he said that it was time for men to basically, you know, for men to start. He advocated for the boy-child empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when women rise, quoting his words, when women rise, we don't need to fall. We must move together.
Yeah.
Boys must not feel like they have no space.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the other hand, I'm also thinking to myself, as much as we are wondering where is the boy-child,
yeah.
Is it not something that as a society we are also creating? We are giving more opportunities to women.
Yeah.
Let me say me and you apply for a job.
Yeah.
And although we have the expertise.
Yeah.
I am being, and guys, let me say, whoever's listening to this, yeah. I am a woman.
Yeah.
But I don't just advocate for women.
Yeah.
I have a son.
Yeah.
And I always tell people that I'm also a very big advocate for the boy child.
Yeah.
And I even wrote an article on it and I posted on my LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's how much I'm advocating for men.
Yeah.
Because I cannot just empower women, empower women, empower women.
Yeah.
It's good and well.
It will become a problem also if you overdo it. If you overdo it.
Yes. Yeah. Because the imbalance in diversity.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, where will my son be if I keep on empowering women? Mm. You know, advocating for women empowerment.
Yeah.
Yes, women empowerment can be done, but I think also with balance.
Yeah, no,
I think these days there's a huge inequality of the balance of women empowerment.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. I think it's time now to move in a general path, not to say who is who.
Yes.
Yeah, because empowerment has been done, and there's always this thing, and I always have a different view, and I always have a different view when I used to listen to may he saw a recent piece about it, president. He was an advocate. He was a what? an advocate more on also on female. But there's a statement which he made, and that time I was very angry, but you can't be angry for somebody who is gone. Yeah. That time I was very angry. He said, no, man, I think it's about also this thing of academic. Mm. He said, no, man, where are you? Now you are overpowered by women and what, and all those things. And I was very angry, actually, but I'm not angry now, but I still, disagreeing with the statement, because it says we are not anywhere we can be seen. But the question that you're asking yourself is that for the past 35 years, when you are empowering women who have been, oppressed, who have been oppressed, even traditionally they've been oppressed, which I understand, what did you do, to a boy child? Because when you answer that question, it could be the reason our economy is not doing well. Maybe you neglected something. Because if you just keep on giving too much attention to one kid, we see it in families. The other one will not even think that he or she is very important and can contribute. And sometimes when you don't give attention, when all policies, all programs are just for women, this economy will not get it right. And mind you, it's the same thing if it was the other way around. If we only have men, you cannot drive the economy alone, because we always need each other. And that is the nature of life, to say we need everybody on board. Not to say, no, now we are changing the cards. If you change the cards, it could be a different thing, and a lot of things will not end. Like you find a lot of violence, you know, there's always an economic part involved in these things of violence. There's always somebody who's going to, because men, when they feel that they do not have opportunity, they have to steal to praise their women. Then they become violent when opportunities are not there. And it's bad. It's bad.
I think we're making it too much a battle of race. I mean, not a race, I mean gender. There's too much a battle of gender.
Yeah.
It's about a balance.
Yeah.
Also, if men are missing from lecturing halls, missing from boardrooms, or ministry parliaments, you know, jobs, you know, in general, the industry, in business, which is gender diversity, you know, gender diversity is key.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Diverse teams innovate better.
Yeah.
So we need a pipeline of educated young men and women feeding into the private sector as well as the public sector. We need both voices. We need both perspectives. You know, a business can only thrive if we use both voices in that business.
Yeah, because when you use both voices, then you also start to see the need to expand the economy, because When you look at the market, when you look at the market, how the market is done, when you look at, for example, sales of clothes, cars, houses, different colors, there's always, men want this, women want this, and all those things. But if you empower one, you will see this, how this thing are going to have impact, even in the market itself, to say. If you disempower, men, then they start not having resources. It also affects your market. What you are going to sell, who is going to buy it, who can afford it. Yeah, because we always attracted to certain products, because how we are as men, we always attracted to certain buildings, certain cars, and certain colors and all those things, because that is in our nature, and even activities. That's why sometimes when you see slowness in the progress of a certain economy, you need to think beyond what you can see. You need to think beyond the workforce. You also need to look at the skills. How many men do we have who are at, I don't want to say strategic position, who have most needed skills? And how many women do we have who have most needed skills? And where can we find the balance?
Yeah.
Even you see this, even in terms of offering, bursaries and, education grants, there's always, an imbalance, which was trying to balance with the imbalance, which has always been there. But now, it also turning turning the other way. So I think it's high time now that we, especially those who are growing up, to say, if you want the economy to go well, don't only focus on your girl child, which is also very important, because what I've seen, Zafia, is also this, and this is something which I have seen. The over empowerment of women brought conflict either in business, in love lives, and in household. And that brought a bit of chaos and societal dysfunctional.
Mm.
Then, when you see individuals making statements, you start to realize, it's good when you are saying it from the other side, because if you are just saying, no, we are women, we have women confidence and all those things, then you forget that for you to exist, you need a man. And for you to exist, you need a counterpart. Then that, it will not work out.
We need each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes.
No, that's a good defense. We need each other.
We need each other, but I think
yeah.
what men need to do
yeah.
to rectify this or
yeah.
to start, bringing some sort of balance. I mean,
yeah.
it's not going to be a fly-by-night or overnight success, but
yeah. Yeah.
we need to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think we need to, especially men, need to have male mentorship programs. You know, especially men who have succeeded in academia
yeah.
and business
yeah.
needs to go back to inspire the boy's child at high school.
Because
mm-hmm. remember, at high school, it's either way they decide, you know what? Next year I'm going to drop out.
Yeah.
I mean, not next year. I'm going to finish my school and then I'm going to start working. Mm. I'm going to take odd jobs or I'm going to get into creative or, you know, I'm going to be my own businessman. But
yeah.
we also need to remember, yes, you can succeed, but there's some kind of level of academia that you also need. We need engineers that are educated. We need agricultural people that are educated. So there
yeah.
are businesses that you can run without education.
Mm.
But you need to empower yourself as a boy child as well, academically.
Yeah, because when you look at academia, when you look at academia, you know, these statistics are not only giving you the context of what is happening in the university level. It's also giving you the context of what is happening at formal and professional developmental training, to say how many men can come on board and say, no, I'm taking this program and I'm going to finish it.
Mm.
I'm taking this very competitive program and I'm going to finish it.
Mm.
And the question that you're asking yourself is that where are they? Because where are we?
Mm.
Go to taverns, go to drinking places. You go to betting houses,
mm-hmm.
then you go to gambling houses. Then you see that we do not have not all men are dead or in jail or what, or they got into the difficult situations.
Mm.
Some of them are still there,
mm.
but the system itself, when we look at it, it's more difficult when it's becoming more difficult when you are a man, uneducated in a very competitive world, particularly this time where resources are rare. And, you need to make yourself something for you to be, you know, around people. Yeah. That's why this conversation, I always get into debate with a lot of, you know, people with different views, especially these gender activists and all those things, because mm-hmm. there's always some views. But what I'm trying to say is that without taking aside the law of the society and how the nature operates,
mm-hmm.
you need everybody on board.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need everybody on board, and that is the only way to move. Because if you over empower women, you find yourself alone in front.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be also forced to come back and say, I think there's something that we need to go and then fix. yeah.
Thinking of that, you know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you said we find ourselves very in front, I recently came across a conversation
yeah.
that was on social media where a woman was speaking and saying, one day you'll be a lot of women that are educated
yeah.
and will be sitting in the boardroom and you'll go. And when you have to start dating,
yeah.
you'll find yourself having to date someone that doesn't have an education
yeah.
or doesn't have a, let me say, that is not empowered in positions like CEOs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you'll have to date someone that doesn't have an education or someone that doesn't have the job that you have
yeah.
or the level that you are.
Yeah.
And you can't be angry because remember,
mm.
people were advocating for women empowerment.
Yeah, they were advocating.
So you need to accept what you get now.
Then you start turning the cards, and that is where the problem will start now. That's where the problem will start, because how things are. There's a difference between, there's a very big difference between advancement of the society,
yes,
and how the nature operates. There's a very big difference.
But you can't advance the society, yeah, and leave one behind.
Yeah, that is so the
you
thing.
Must, like, because you know why I mentioned this,
yeah,
is I've seen positions advertised,
yeah,
which say specifically women only.
Yeah.
Now, had the tables been turned right now, and yeah, you see a position advertised,
yeah,
and it says men only,
yeah,
then it will be attacked.
Yeah, definitely.
That company would be attacked.
Look,
but it's okay if we say, yeah, woman only. And guys, yeah, I'm a woman,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I have a son.
Yeah.
So I don't just advocate for women.
Yeah.
I advocate for both, yeah, parties to grow together.
Yeah. And you know, I've been in some few debates in various institutions where if you get into an argument with me, I make sure that I look at you as a human being. Then we argue like that.
Yes.
But what I've seen with my other gender from the other side.
Yes.
How they react is that, you know, when you enter in the conversation, then you start putting your points across. You did not do anything wrong.
Mm.
Then they start. If somebody starts losing that argument, then they start saying, no, you are so toxic. We need, that is not how men should be and all those. Then I say, no, look, let's look at what's on the table. Let's look at what's on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us not generalize. I'm saying this because we are human beings, mm-hmm, and we meet at that level. And that is a level of respect that every person should meet.
Mm-hmm.
We should not meet because a person is A or B.
Mm.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that to say, empowerment to women is a very good thing, but over empowerment to women will bring a society dysfunctional, and it will take us a very long way again to advance this country, because women are always going to be there and men are always going to be there, and the society itself needs all of us to participate in economic development, either it's local, regional, or at an international level. That's why the conversation for today, we are looking at academia to say, what is happening in academia? What is the problem? Because when you look at graduation pictures, just do a general, your own research.
Mm-hmm.
View your status. Who are graduating? How many of men graduate? Yeah, yeah. But it's so sad to see. And it also make you to question the future. Make you to question the future to say, how are things going to be?
Mm.
And who is going to have power? And giving too much power, we have already seen it, how it has been on the other time when men, if you are a man, you are a king, president, all those things. We have seen it already.
Mm.
And that's why we come up with these things of affirmative action to say, now we have seen that, no, we oppress you. Let's come on the table. Let us do this.
Mm.
Now, if things are changing again,
mm,
then we'll see, especially in, because our context is in Namibia, and that's where we need to look. So I think we have around 8 minutes. You can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Let's look at the commercial break. Then from there, we can, continue.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the EagleFM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081 0810-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Oyo mnangeshefa no wahara kushigifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at gender and academia. We are attaching the conversation to how the imbalance in terms of Namibia, gender in terms of academia is going to affect the national economic development. And our conversation for today was based on the statistic which indicated that out of graduates of International University of Management yesterday, there are out of 2,501, it's only 27.7% of men who are part of those graduates. And it brings us to the table to ask what is happening with men in academia, why a boy child is not able to complete university, and what long-term impact does this trend going to have in the Namibia, in the Namibian economy? And what is the future of Namibia job market? What is the future of Namibia governance, politics, business, and non-governmental organization? And is this a reverse gender imbalance of what it has been happening? And the question that we're asking ourselves is that, do we have over-empowerment of women by neglecting men? And is this going to be the solution to the problem? Is having too feminine society going to be a solution? Or is it going to be a reverse of how it has been when you have what they call, I don't like using the word patriarchy, but men ruled, society. And how can we find a balance so that, everybody should feel, part of the table. Everybody should feel part of the conversation. And, having unreserved attention to every kid based on their gender. And, looking at how we can advance the economy. And we also need individuals who can come and analyze to say, what does this have to say to the future of the Namibian job market or even the market at a regional level? Because people buy products based on certain views, and gender has a role in terms of in the market. Mm-hmm. And even in terms of when you are planning about how to sell and all those things, you also consider agenda in the research and all those things.
Yes.
But what is this thing going to have? So I think we have around 1 minute and a few seconds before we come to the end of our conversation.
My final words basically is, what do you think is keeping young men out of academia? And maybe you as men can come forth and actually help us try this, or companies that have done an analysis on this.
Yeah.
And what role should businesses, government and the communities play in this?
Yeah.
Because the future of our economy depends on a workforce.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Balanced and inclusive.
And that is also happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's make sure both men and women are equipped to lead, guys.
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
And let us not take revenge on one another.
We need each other.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in this together.
Yeah, we are in this world together. And let us not take revenge on one another. It's life that we are living, but pushing one agenda over the other, it won't help us. And it's not good for the future. So thank you very much, dear listeners, for joining
us. And those that are traveling, please travel safe.
Yeah,
but
and
we are on the go with you.
Yes.
Just open the app, right? Indeed. Download it and open the app, and we can still keep you engaged and informed.
Sharp, sharp.
Adios.
Enjoy your Friday and weekend.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people